You're listening to the Whistle Pulse podcast with me, Laura Hanlon, keeping your finger on the pulse with all the local info you need to know. I've got you covered every weekday morning. Wow, another beautiful sunrise, hey? Like, oh my gosh, the Duffy Lake webcam this morning is fire. So is the roundhouse. All the webcams actually firing this morning. So good. And you know what apparently is going to be firing today? The Showcase Tea Bar. I heard a rumor that that could open today. Ah, I know it's just a rumor, but maybe if you're on Black Home today, that'll be, super fun. Oh boy, will it. I know there is not an ice cave this year. There was a slide underneath Hisumi and that was filled in to keep everybody safe when the Pineapple Express arrived. Yeah, what with all the weight and fear that it might collapse. So yeah, chatting with Kevin yesterday about back in the day when, there used to be a lot more caves open on that terrain was a really great conversation. Jim or Kevin, so good to chat with you. In fact, you've inspired a way to win some Coast Mountain beers today, which is exciting. But let's talk about the weather first. Yeah, how about the fact it is minus 12 at the Horseman Hut this morning, minus 11 at the peak, and we're going to have some pretty consistent temperatures around that, in the Alpine with a partly cloudy day. We're talking some high kind of wispy stratus cloud right this morning, but it's going to be pretty sunny with a cloudier afternoon. Yeah, a cloudier later day, what with some incoming precip. Oh yeah, I know you're pumped too. But for today, more cool temperatures. We're talking minus 12 in the Alpine, but expect it to feel warm when you're skiing in the sunshine. Wear sunscreen. And if you're still hunting for pockets of pow, then yeah, have at her. For sure they're up there, but definitely consider the solar effect of the sun today and the past couple days. It's a bit of pinwheeling to be expected. The snow's going to feel heavier in places like Cape Col. And if you don't know where you're going there, consider, not going. Or having Avigear. An escape plan, you name it. What with the string of people who've been getting lost in that terrain recently. But yeah, for your day today on the hill, it's a groomer heaven today. And it's been interesting, as Sally Bennett pointed out, on the grooming report, ptarmigan is there. But then, people be like, sweet, I'll go over to ski ptarmigan. And then it's closed for a race. Ptarmigan is on the grooming report today, along with Tokum, Raven. But whether or not it's skiable is actually a good question. But yeah, definitely some cloud to be expected this evening, what with the incoming weather. Oh yeah, tomorrow evening it's going to dump lane up for what will be, of course, an awesome but busy Saturday. Expect it to be busy Sunday as well, overnight lane up for another Monday where the accumulation seemed to taper off a little. But freezing levels, mixed reports right now. It could maybe go as high as 13 or 1500 tomorrow, and we should be expecting moderate winds with this storm too. So potential closures if we get high winds in the Alpine. So that's over the next couple of days. But for today, enjoy these buttery groomers and some sunshine. It's going to be, beautiful and really fun, chalky snow in the Alpine. Awesome snow in the Alpine. But like I said, definitely sun affected in south and west facing spots potentially. Seek out northeasterly shaded things. And speaking of shaded, I have been looking at the AVI risk, of course, and it is considerable still in Alpine and treeline and moderate below treeline with that 2.5 on Cowboy Ridge, checking the min reports from that about that extensive search through the debris as well. And what we're seeing skier tracks in and skier tracks out, the potential for that to have been skier triggered. Those tracks could, of course, have not been. But if you do witness an avalanche out in the backcountry that's so close to the ski operation, the ski area, do call it in to ski patrol so that they can respond accordingly, always call. And you know the number, right? 604-935-5555. Put it in your phone. But yes, for the Avi report, dangerous conditions persisting, that special public avalanche warning still in effect. So we should be managing the uncertainty around the buried weak layers that we have, that we're seeing like a meter down and more, by sticking to low angle terrain, avoiding overhead hazards, and communicating with groups around you too. Absolutely crucial. Yeah. So you're wondering about valley weather, hey? Well, your valley road and weather report is of course brought to you by Bryce Morris at Greg Gardner GM in Squamish. Give him a call if you're in the market for a vehicle for your next adventure in the sea to sky. And if you're adventuring over the next weekend, we do have a special weather statement in effect, what with snow over higher elevations expected, particularly, of course, on the Duffy, northern parts of Metro Vancouver could experience some snow too, and a potential 10 to 15 on the Sea to Sky Highway that will, of course, continue to affect us on a Saturday, in particular for Saturday morning for the commute to the hill for what will be a power day. So potential for rapid changing conditions to impact the Friday morning commute, Saturday and Sunday. Heads up. Yes, it's going to be busy. Of course it is. It's another power weekend. So snacks, water, plenty of patience for your drive, of course, and tons of distance between yourself and other vehicles to keep it incident-free. But weather-wise today, like I said, we're going to have an increasingly cloudy day, but a high of 2 degrees expected to be the high in the valley, much like yesterday. So a mix of sun and cloud, but different in terms of cloud this morning. It's really going to start to roll in from the southwest. That's the wind direction that we're seeing right now. And a reminder that the clocks spring forward this Sunday, hey? Yeah, you lose an hour of sleep. And sunset tonight is at 6:05. Beautiful. But quite a few things happening on the road for you. Well, smooth sailing for someone's drive this morning. Roads are clear. Great here. Like I said, beautiful sunrise on the Duffy with this bluebird kind of morning. But a few things happening in and around Squamish, like some utility work in and around Cleveland Avenue. And this is northbound on the Sea to Sky with a right turn lane that will be closed and a shoulder closure as well. So, and that's going to be happening for quite some time through Squamish with that utility work planned. So look out for that potentially affecting your drive, with people commenting that that rock slope stabilization is causing delays of up to 20 minutes. So plan for extra time for your journey on the Sea to Sky with that single lane alternating traffic happening through there today and tomorrow. Between Brunswick Beach and Porto Cove until 4 p.m. So and some apparently catch basin cleaning happening from Horseshoe Bay to Function Junction that could well see some moving work. So give plenty of time for your journey. And journeying up on today, what are you coming into town for? A few things happening, like at the Maury Young Arts Center, there's a speaker series about the future of healthcare at 6 p.m. today. Or you might be interested for your kids' grades in grade two at the Ordain Art Museum. There is an after-school art winter session happening today. And Stitches in the Stacks at the library, their fabric arts night at the library tonight at 7 p.m. in the Fireplace Lounge. And a reminder that their drop-in grief and loss conversation is happening at 5:30 today, an opportunity for you to talk to others about their experience in supporting others, being a good listener and, looking for ways to help you through any loss you might be experiencing. That's at the library today. Drop in as opposed to virtual. And, it's a Thursday. That means the hair farmers are having a day off. But at the Dublin Gate today, you have Ruckus Deluxe playing. Oh, that'll be fun for après and 9 p.m. Gosh, they're so talented. So that's cracking today. And my voice is still cracking after last week's residual kind of sickness, man. But other events I really want to let you know about today are, of course, the fact that you've got karaoke night at the Crystal Lounge. And apparently some news from Pemby the other day, a stolen truck was burnt out at Nan Falls on Sunday morning. Oh, Well, drama. But there's also a drop-in session happening today at the Whistler Racquet Club. It's a Whistler 55 years and over drop-in for coffee, conversation, an opportunity to make some new friends, a free event. And Mayor Jack Crompton and Councillor Jeff Merle will be on there as well to discuss, to hear and discuss issues affecting those who are 55 plus in the community. So registration required and space is limited. That is happening today. That is late notice. I just heard about that event. So yeah, put that on your radar. I've also just heard and seen the trophy the Arts Whistler give their employees of the month, the Dudley Award. Wow, I'm into it. That is awesome. And speaking of being creative, pardon me, the Point Artist Run Center Paint and Sip Nights with Cass Dickinson, well, they are sold out for March 10th and the one on March 17th. But they, oh no, that was for last night and the March 10th. But they're doing another one on March 17th. That's right, St. Patrick's Day, and March 31st. And registration is open now to avoid disappointment. They've been selling out. And yes, I know tomorrow is International Women's Day, and there is another event that will be as an opportunity to help the House Sound Women's Center, or formerly House Sound Women's Center, Pearl Space, with a $20 donation to Alpine Cafe. They're actually going to have the Handsome Men and Ben Keating, DJ Soul Club, playing along with some other special guests. So they'll be celebrating women in song at the Alpine Cafe tomorrow evening from 6 till 10. And yeah, $20 donation goes to support Pearl Space, which is amazing. Yes, they do incredible work in our community. They really, really do. Squamish too, Pemby, you name it. Other events coming up? Oh, well, save the date for this one. March 11th is on Monday, coming around the corner. And Fix Cafe at Needle Lake are doing their first ever pottery night. Mm-hmm. More information to follow on that one. But your ticket would include a glass of beer, a glass of wine or beer or a soft drink, and no experience necessary. Okay, that's coming up. And coming up on Mondays too, Lizzie Caruso with Souls of Whistler is doing express gel manicures for their new trainee for just $30, but that's on Mondays only. So book a trainee express mani to enjoy one of those. Yeah, cool. And if you're looking for an opportunity to practice or start with a ballet, yeah, whether you're a beginner or a pro, Align Whistler are actually doing a ballet class starting today. I know. Pretty cool. Yeah, you can inquire within. And pretty cool are these people's birthdays. Jamie Biernut. Yeah, Biernuts. Jamie's birthday today. You might know him from Fanatico previously. But Jamie, happy birthday to you. I bet you're going to be shredding today. Along with Liz Metsubota. Oh my gosh, Liz. Yeah, I will send you a happy birthday message personally very shortly. I wish you a phenomenal day, because you are phenomenal. You really are. Yeah. And phenomenal frats for you here from the phenomenal Stinkies on the Stroll. Uh-huh. You know, it was Roman Emperor Constantine the First that decreed on this day in the year 321 that Dies Solis Invicti, Sunday, is the day of rest in the empire. But yeah, oh, we're welcome, apparently. Cool. Well, I guess not anymore. Not in this town. But also on this day, oh, let's see, Alexander Graham Bell received a patent for the telephone. That was on this day in 1876. Or how about the fact that Tina Turner, she recorded her vocals for River Deep, Mountain High on this day in 1966. Mm-hmm. Yep. Or there's some doozies from today. You know, David Bowie released his 9th studio album, Young Americans, which of course featured Fame, on this day in 1975. A year later, Elton John was immortalized in wax at Madame Tussauds and was the first rock star to do so since the Beatles, apparently. Yeah, this day in 1976. In 83, Tears for Fears released their debut album, The Hurting, which of course featured Mad World. And the Beastie Boys, yeah, released their number one album, the first rap album to go number one in the US, Licensed to Ill, in 1987. Yeah, we're going back. Wow. Yeah, cool, hey? You're welcome. And of course, your joke of the day today, brought to you by Coast Mountain Brewing. Well, a question for you, really. What weighs more, a gallon of water or a gallon of butane? Well, water. Butane is a lighter fluid. Oh, and today's track of the day, question for you, it's from an artist called Drew Bird, all one word, Drew and then B-Y-R-D. He comes from the Bay Area, but has been making music in and out of LA for a while, very electronic. He's a producer, artist, and the bio says taste maker. What does that mean? I would like to know. I'll look that up. But that it is his track his track of the day today that I am really enjoying. It is called What You Like. And yes, he spells the U with a U and not a Y-O-U, which kind of grates me a little, but whatever. Drew Bird, What You Like. I do like it. It's track of the day. And I'll send you on your way. I will see you up there with sunscreen on. It's going to be a beauty. Have yourself a wonderful day. And, you know, rest up, stretch, take it easy, because you're going to need your pow legs for the weekend.
The Whistle Pulse podcast is here for you every weekday morning at 7:15-ish and is sponsored by Stinkies on the Stroll. Stroll on down for all your hunger, thirst, sporting and après needs.